The following ShishMed podcast is a production of DrPodcasting.com.
On this edition of the ShishMed podcast, all right, you've heard this before, right? We need more awareness. Nobody knows about us. It's very frustrating, isn't it? So what's the best way to deal with that when you hear it? Well, guess what? Alan Shoebridge is here to tell us his strategy for reframing and then redirecting that question to help build a clear and concise plan focused on success. Yep, that's right. Hang on, that and more coming up right now. This is the ShishMed podcast, rapid insights for healthcare strategy professionals and planning, business development, marketing, communications, and public relations. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth. In this episode, we're going to talk about addressing the "nobody knows about us" statement everyone gets in PR and marketing, and how to redirect and reframe that question and use it to your advantage. With me is Alan Shoebridge. Alan is the director of marketing for Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. Alan has more than 15 years of direct marketing and communication experience for healthcare and medical insurance organizations, with a focus on marketing plan development, advertising, messaging, research, and other areas. He is also currently a ShishMed board member. Alan, welcome to the ShishMed podcast. Always great to talk with you. As you know, we start every episode of the ShishMed podcast with rapid insights, one quick tip someone can use to make their marketing communications better today. Alan, give us your rapid insight.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I would encourage everyone to do is be radically transparent with what you're doing. So I think in terms of our profession, sometimes in marketing communications, we're our own worst enemy at sharing information. What are we working on? What are our priorities? Making sure that we report out on how things are going. I would encourage everyone to be really transparent. That's a hard thing sometimes for us to do. Sometimes we like to hoard information we don't like to share. But I think every marketer should be really transparent and share that information with people. It'll make all your efforts a lot more successful.
Great message and a perfect rapid insight. Alan, thank you so much. I love that. Be radically transparent, easy to remember and a little harder to do, as you say, but be cognizant of that. So I think that's a really good rapid insight. Well, Alan, we want to talk about awareness. And as marketers, we often hear from the people we work for and sometimes the people we work with and members of the community, no one knows about us, or they don't know we have this new machine. They don't know we can do this, which can be very frustrating to hear. And you say feeding that is a misalignment between message and audience when it comes to awareness. Explain that to us.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is one of my favorite topics because I think everyone in the profession has heard this at some point. And I think what it gets down to is often the person making this comment is not really, you know, it's not a serious thing. They kind of know at some level people know about you, but there's a business need or something that's kind of going unmet. There is some type of information they feel like is not getting out. And really, it doesn't come down to, hey, no one knows about us, but it's really like they have a message they want to get out. So I think what I've thought about over the years is trying to drill down with that person who's making that comment and saying, what are we trying to accomplish? Where do we need to get to? Because again, people know about us. I guarantee if you've got a big hospital by the side of a major road, people know it's there. They know a lot, but they might not know everything that's there, and that's okay. But we need to work with our business partners to figure out, what are you really trying to accomplish? I think that's really what's behind sometimes when people make that statement. They've got something in mind, they just don't know how to articulate it. So they throw out that sort of blanket statement that we know is kind of ridiculous, and our instinct might be to push back really strongly or to really ridicule that statement. And I think we need to really work through it and get to what's going to help that person accomplish what they're looking to do.
The question is really important, right? You can't just blow it off. So understanding, like you said, you know, what are we really trying to accomplish here? But I know you have I don't want to say funny, but an interesting analogy when someone says, you know, we need to raise awareness. You know, what is your quick strategy or comeback when you get that question?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I would say this is something you may want to do if you're on good terms with someone. So if this is someone you've never spoken with before, it might be a little bit bold. But I actually had someone who told me one time, and I you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, so I didn't come up with this. But someone said that whenever they were asked that question, whenever they had a doctor especially, said, hey, no one knows about this, his pushback would be, well, okay, you know, Dr. Smith, I've got a question for you. You know, tell me who has the best price on 20-inch truck tires in town. And that person would give them a look like, well, there's no way I could know that. How would I know that? And the person who told me the story said, that's the thing. Exactly, right? So, you know, you can make an analogy like that. You can kind of probe that a little bit and say, well, you know, of course you're not going to know about this. If you're not in the market, you're not going to know about it. So that's one way you could do it. Again, I always think that, you know, a little bit of caution if you're not on the best of terms with someone doing that, or if it's a new person, there's a better way to take them through that. But I always thought that one was a great example, and it just works so well because you kind of change the conversation of course, not everyone's going to know everything. People aren't just walking around absorbing every piece of knowledge that's out there, and giving them a little context of why that's a challenge and talking about all the messages that people get on a daily basis. That's kind of a fun way to do it. But again, I said exercise a little caution if you're going to try it.
Right. You want to use that with caution. But when dealing with someone upset about a lack of awareness, using something like the truck tire analogy is a good initial step in discussing the fact that this problem, if you will, is totally normal. But what that does is it kind of reframes the question and allows you to get into a deeper discussion then about this. Is that correct?
Exactly right. And it's the thing, you know, and I know the number changes periodically, but, you know, we're besieged with thousands of messages a day. You know, how many can we actually process? So when you talk to people in terms like that, think about, hey, tell me the last couple of advertisements you saw that really made a difference, that you really went out and bought something or increased your knowledge. You know, people struggle to do that because when they can kind of put it in their own personal terms of all the information that's coming to them on a given day, they can sort of understand it. And they sort of step back and go, yeah, well, I guess it makes sense that, you know, the 22-year-old person who has no health conditions and it's just going about living their life and they're going to school and they have a job. Well, yeah, they're not going to know about the new, you know, a wing we just opened up in our oncology center. Why would they know that? And I think that people can understand that when you kind of walk them through it and go, you know, again, who you're really trying to reach, what is the right audience? Because it's not going to be everyone. There's too many competing messages. And frankly, a lot of people just aren't in the market for what you think is really important. So again, we need to dial it down and figure out where the real opportunity is. But I think people can do that when you kind of give them some framework. Like, again, you don't know everything about every topic. It's just impossible. And I think people will get to that point, but they sort of start off with a really, you know, animated viewpoint of like, we got to have everyone know about this. And you're like, well, who really is everyone? And is that practical? And I think you can frame up that conversation by giving an example like, well, what is the best price on some product and talking to people through that. I think that's helpful to give them context.
Yep, very true. So basically what you're saying is as long as you ultimately reach the right people who really need to know about that product or service or offering or benefit, that is all that really matters. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I know we're going to go through some questions to narrow that focus, but I think everyone at the end of the day, when it really boils down, when you have a good conversation with them, no one's going to stick to that thing of the audience is everyone. The audience is 100% of people. They get that it's not that, but they sometimes start at that point. And I've had that conversation come up in healthcare. I've also had that conversation come up on some nonprofit board work I've done where someone will start out and go, well, nobody knows about us. And I'm like, well, that's never true because, you know, if you've got business, if you've got people walking in the door, somebody knows about you because they're not just getting to you by accident. So again, they start off at that really high level, nobody knows about us, but you're always able to work them through to a more realistic expectation.
Right. So explaining that this is totally normal and then explaining that ultimately reaching the right people who need to understand that message is what's important. You have another question then, which is what does success mean to you? So that's kind of the next step of the conversation and drilling down on this. Is that right?
That's right. And trying to get them, again, let's focus down a little bit. So if, let's just say, if everyone knew about you, what would that mean? Would that mean that your foundation is getting more donations? Would that be that you're getting more people as a member or as a patient, maybe in a certain business? Does that mean more sales? So what is that success thing? So best case scenario, blue sky, everyone knows about you. What would that entail? And then I think you can start getting some details and then you can start refining the audience and saying, well, okay, you know, it's not going to be everybody, but if the right people know about us, if the right people are choosing our services, if the right people are making donations or volunteering their time, who do we really want that to be? That question about success can help focus them in.
So answering this question, what does success look like? That is the first question of what you say are six key questions to narrow focus. And I love this because we always try to provide actionable how-to information on the ShishMed podcast. So that is the first question you should ask. The second question you should ask is, who are your key audiences?
Yeah, so I think this one is really important. And I think, too, as you mentioned it, I often ask these sort of in succession. So this list of six, you kind of ask these one by one and get people to the outcome. But when you talk about who your key audience is, again, like who are we going after? So if we're talking in the healthcare space of we want more patients, well, is your audience actually the patient making a decision directly, or is your audience a referring provider? If your audience is a referring provider, we can sort of start crafting a strategy. So again, if it's maybe a big group, if it's the community as a whole, is it a targeted segment? You know, if you look at a healthcare foundation, you know, a hospital foundation, well, not everyone necessarily is going to maybe hit your fundraising targets if you go after them. So do we need to go after a certain segment? So again, looking at maybe there's a targeted segment we want to focus on. And again, it could be broad, it could be narrow, but trying to get it just a little bit refined at this point. Again, this is maybe the second question you want to ask. Who are you really going after? Maybe some services, it might be clients, it might be certain people that you really are, maybe you're serving today, but you need to get broader. I think that asking, you know, who your target audiences are can help again focus and then get that person who kind of started off saying, nobody knows about us, to like, well, maybe a lot of people know about us, we just don't have the right people who know about us.
Right. So understand your key audience. And then number three, I love this. Where do you stand today?
Yeah, this is a real, I guess, you know, blind spot for a lot of us in healthcare marketing that I've seen over the years. So have you actually measured your awareness? So do you do a survey every year, every other year, whatever, to say like, what is my brand awareness? What is my brand preference? You know, what do people know about us? I think you have to do that because, again, you can't really answer that question of nobody knows about us if you don't have any information. So this might be a situation, too, gives you a little information to push back and say, well, you know, actually, our brand awareness for our hospital is 95%. And, you know, we're far and away the highest in preference of where people want to go. So obviously, we don't necessarily have an awareness problem. Again, maybe we need to drill down and say maybe there's a group of people that don't know us or we're not getting a specified result, but awareness isn't a problem. And, you know, I've seen that so many times where, you know, again, a hospital board or, you know, very well-meaning people will come in and say, oh, no one knows about us. And I'll pull out the sheet and go, well, you know, last year we were at 95% awareness and 2 years ago we were at, you know, 91% awareness. And so, you know, 9 out of 10 people know who we are. I think we're doing pretty good.
Right. Understanding the answers to question number three is important. Where do you stand today? I used to work with a strategic planner, and the first thing we would always do is a situational analysis, which is, where are we at today? What do we know is true? Once you understand that, then you can better plot the course for the future. All right, so that brings us to question number four. What are your measurable results?
Yeah, and I think this is another. This is kind of an additional drill down from that first question where we were asking what does success look like. But this is where you try to get more specific. So if we said, you know, we started off the conversation and you said, I just want more sales. Okay, well, let's quantify that. Are we trying to get a 10% increase in sales? Are we trying to get a 10% increase in names to our donor base? Are we trying to get a 10% increase in patient volume? Again, try to make it more specific because I think we're now moving down that list and trying to get more actionable and saying, you know, let's set some objectives because we have some objectives. We can start plugging in some strategies to get there. So this is where I think we start working into more defined answers, hopefully, at this point.
Right. And then number five, what are your key messages?
Yeah, I think this is really important. So again, let's go to that blue sky again. If everyone knew about us, what would they say? You know, if you got to a point of like, hey, you did ask that right audience, what would they say about us? And this is just to get that sort of creative energy of the person you're working with to think about what are those things? And so hopefully at this point, again, you've drilled down and you've gotten to a more targeted audience. You've gotten to some success and measurable results you want to do, but what do they want the takeaway to be? So I think it's really important. And obviously, you know, we're going to go back as marketers, work on the creative and stuff. So just getting an idea from the person you're working with about, you know, what would be a good takeaway for people to say. And as part of that, too, you want to really identify, you know, is there going to be a subject matter expert on this? Is there going to be someone we want to feature or have a spokesperson or, you know, basically try to get out there? Or also, like, as me taking this information back and trying to craft a marketing plan, who should I talk to? Who can really verify some of the differentiation points or the real key things that, you know, we're going to want to use in our messaging. So that's important. And then the other thing that's always tough is talking about, I mentioned it a second ago, but that is there differentiation. So what really does differentiate us from the competitor? Is there something tangible? And that's something that's really a struggle for healthcare, because a lot of times when we'll ask that question, the response will be something like, well, you know, we care a lot. And I said, we do, and that's great. But I don't know a hospital, frankly, that doesn't try to care for people, that doesn't try to be nice and welcoming. Now, you know, does everyone deliver that all the time? No. But who actually goes about trying to, like, you know, harm patients or not doing a good job? So we need to get something better. We need to try to really figure out what the differentiation point is.
Right. I like to say, what is your dramatic difference? Because many people say the same thing. We offer quality care. Yeah. We offer the best care for the community. We're number one in healthcare. Everybody says that. So you really got to find that dramatic difference. What is that differentiator, as Alan was saying? And then number six, what is your budget?
Yeah, and this is one of my favorite questions to ask. Whenever we're getting a request for marketing or talking about this scenario in particular, because a lot of times people say, oh, you know, I don't have one. Okay, well, then we're going to have to get pretty creative. We're going to have to get pretty creative here. But, you know, let's say there is some sort of parameters of budget, then we can actually start scoping and we can go back to the first five questions and say, well, you know, at this sort of budget commitment, you know, here's what we could do. Maybe our focus is going to be on the referring providers, and maybe it's going to be hosting a meet and greet event and offering some collateral. And that's reasonable. We can do that for $25,000. But if you talk about, well, hey, maybe our community awareness and preference is really low, and we want to raise our, you know, awareness and preference from, you know, 50% of people being aware of us to 90% of people being aware of us, and improve our preference from, you know, 6 out of 10 selecting us to 9 out of 10. Well, that might take some serious dollars. That might take a six-figure budget, you know? And so do you have that, or can we make a business case for it? And, you know, that really is going to scope. So that budget question is definitely defining. I don't like to ask it first, because I think then you really don't get to, is this a good opportunity? It might just shut it down, and maybe you're passing up a good opportunity. So sometimes you might get to this question and then figure out, well, the person doesn't have a budget, but this is a really good idea, or this is a really good situation that they're trying to rectify, and I think I should find some dollars for it. So I like to ask it last, but I think it is one of those things can really help you scope, you know, what you're going to actually do.
Yep, that makes sense. And budget always has to be an equation in any campaign. All right, Alan, we now have a roadmap when dealing with someone upset about a lack of awareness. The first step is discussing the fact that this is totally normal. And if you want to use the truck tire analogy, do that. But then get into a bigger discussion and narrow the focus with these six key questions. Number one, what does success look like? Number two, who are your key audiences? Number three, where do you stand today? Number four, what are your measurable results? Number five, what are your key messages? And number six, what is your budget? When you go through that exercise with someone who is concerned about awareness, you can fix that misalignment between message and audience. And that's what's really important. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And the other thing is, you know, just not to get frustrated, because obviously this is a statement when someone comes in and says nobody knows about us. It's never really true. It can kind of raise our hackles, and our response could be either very, you know, dismissive or disrespectful. And it's easy to do that. And so where I think this is so important for people to actually work through that process and have a respectful conversation, because again, there could be something buried under this that's a real opportunity. So I just encourage people, don't get frustrated. Don't roll your eyes. Don't make the sigh. Just go through that progression. Say, you know, hey, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish? And that'll be a much more productive exercise for you. It'll be more fulfilling for the people you work with. But I know it's tough, because when people lead with that question or that statement about no one knows about us, it's really, I think it's also kind of something that we take personally, because, well, you know, we're doing a good job as marketers and communicators getting out the word. It's, you know, why are you coming in here and saying nobody knows about us? So I just encourage people to, you know, have a conversation, don't get frustrated, and don't try to immediately push back and go, no, you're wrong. Actually try to work the person through to something productive.
Yeah, I love how you just framed that using the word opportunity. Buried in this, there's real opportunity. And you're right. When somebody asks you that, there's opportunity to get into a deeper discussion then.
That's right. And you know, and maybe there isn't an opportunity every time, but that's okay because you have the conversation and I think you lead people through that exercise that we went through. They'll realize too, hey, you know, maybe I was wrong or maybe this is a really more discreet thing, but they'll appreciate the fact that you listened to them, that you had a good conversation and you figured out some sort of plan. And you might even say our plan is, no, we're not going to touch this for a while. We don't really have a problem. Or I shared that data with this person to really put that that statement to rest. But I always feel like, and we led with it at the beginning about radical transparency, I always feel like it's better to just have the conversation, be transparent, share your information, have the conversation, and do it in a respectful way. And I think you'll have a much better partnership with your business units and things and people who are you talking with, your leaders, if you do it that way.
I love it. Look how you've wrapped this up. You're a pro, Alan. You went right back to the front. You've tied a bow on it about radical transparency. I love it. So the next time someone says to you, nobody knows about us. Well, now you know how to respond, redirect, and reframe because of Alan's wisdom here. Alan, thank you so much. It's been great talking with you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Like I said, it's one of my favorite topics.
Love it. Thanks again, Alan.
You're welcome.
That's Alan Shoebridge, the Director of Marketing for Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System. And please join us for ShishMed Connections 2020, where you can learn more about healthcare strategy specific to marketing, digital engagement, communications, public relations, strategic planning, business development, as well as career and leadership development this year, September 13th through the 16th. 2020 in Chicago. And please visit our education page to learn about other upcoming programs at shishmed.org/education. And if you found this podcast helpful, and please, how could you not? Please share it on all of your social channels. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. I'm Bill Klaproth. See ya.